How'd you get into the bar business? I ask. He takes a gulp, smiles, says, A friend? The guy who owned the bar was going under, not from the bar, but from other properties. Recession got him, I think. So he was trying to unload Bombay's. He was looking for some fool to take the deed and assume the debts. And I said, What the hell? I'm only 30, no job, no prospects. Why not take a chance? So far, though, I'm making money. It's kind of fun. Lots of college girls hanging around.
You're not married?
No. Don't know how much you know about me, Mr. Baldwin, but I just finished a 5-year prison sentence. Thanks to the federal government, I ain't had too many dates recently. Just now getting back in the game. Know what I mean?
Sure. The prison time arose out of the same incident in which your brother was killed, right?
You got it. I pled guilty and went away for 5. My cousin is still in prison. Big Sandy over in Kentucky. A bad place. Most of my cousins are either locked up or dead. That's one reason I moved to Radford, Mr. Baldwin, to get away from the drug business.
I see. Please call me Reed. My father is Mr. Baldwin.
Okay. And I'm Nathan, or Nate.
We tap glasses again, as if we're suddenly much closer. In prison, we called him Natty.
Tell me about your film company, he says.
I anticipated this, but it is still shaky ground. I take a gulp and swallow slowly. Skelter is a new company based in Miami. Just me and 2 partners, plus a staff.
Why are you based in Miami?
I went there a few years ago working on a film about bogus government defense contractors and fell in love with the place. I live on South Beach. It's a happening place. Beautiful beaches, gorgeous girls, wild nightlife. I got a divorce 4 years ago and I'm enjoying the single life again. I spend about half the year there. The other half, I'm on the road filming.
And you want to film me?
Absolutely. I want to go to the place where your brother was killed. What I'm after here, Nathan, is the truth. I'm on to something, something that could really be big. If I can prove the DEA systematically knocks off drug dealers, that they murder them in cold blood, then we might be able to bust these some bitches. My nephew was Breaking Bad, getting deeper into the crack trade, but he was not a hardcore dealer. Stupid, yes, but not dangerous. He was 17 and unarmed, and he was shot 3 times from point-blank range. A stolen pistol was left at the scene, and the DEA claims it belonged to him. They're a bunch of liars.
Why are you so interested in my brother's case?
Let's say I'm curious. I don't know all the facts yet. I would like to hear your version of what happened and walk through the drug bust at the scene. My lawyers have filed Freedom of Information applications to get the DEA records and also the court file. We'll plow through the paperwork, but there's a good chance the DEA has covered up everything. That's what they typically do. We will slowly piece things together.
What's in it for me?
Nothing. Other than the truth and exposing the men who killed your brother.
Think about it, Nathan. Wouldn't you love to see these bastards charged with murder and put on trial? Damn right I would.
I lean in fiercely, my eyes on fire.
Then do it, Nathan. Tell me his story. You have nothing to lose and a lot to gain.
Let's sign a 1-page agreement, already prepared by my lawyers and in English, so plain, you don't need to hire your own lawyers unless you enjoy pissing away money. And the agreement will state that you, Nathan Cooley, will cooperate fully in the making of this documentary film. In return, you'll be paid a fee of $8,000, which is the minimum required of actors in these projects. That's a pretty fair deal, Nathan. He nods as he searches for loopholes. But Nathan is not the type to analyze things quickly. Plus, the alcohol is urging him on. I suspect he's drooling over the word actor.
$8,000? He repeats.
Yes, as I said, these are low-budget films. Nobody will make a lot of money.